in, being all dramatic.
Part two!
Woo! The part where we actually, you know, open the box that we keep talking about.
Yes!
Woo! All right. Oh my god, it's huge! It's huge, 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 huge! And very good.
A huge, 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 huge box of blankets!
It was very good. Yes.
Okay, so we have this box.
Holy crap.
It's a good-sized box.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain for people who don't know the backstory of the blanket, how it all works?
Ro was going off to get her guide dog that she called Insert, because she didn't know what the heck his name was going to be. His or her, she had no idea. Yeah. So she said, anybody want to participate in
this? Oh, speaking of guide dogs,
here
Trix is like, hey, a box!
She's sniffing
it. Let me sniff it!
Sniffing a box!
Sniff the box, Trix.
Want to sniff the box?
So, anyways, insert.
She said, does anybody want to be in a pool to guess, you know, things about my dog? Gender, or like, is it male or is it female? Is it name? Does the name start with a certain letter? Which class am I going to be in? Yeah, pretty much.
Well, we knew the L.
Yeah, yeah. But which class, which campus? Well, we didn't quite know the L. She could have gone to... Oh, no, I think she...
No, we knew.
That's right. She
And we knew where he was going.
Yeah, yeah.
So location wasn't really so much about that.
But, you know, she said, anybody... So a bunch of us went in the pool, and I won most of it. I didn't get the letter right, but I got the mail and the class date. So I won a blanket. Woo!
Hey, by the way, James and Jessica, I wonder if we ask a certain person about the dog and sex, if their response instead of male or female would have been yes.
Ew.
they'll get that if they listen to it. Inside jokes, everybody.
Yuck. Blech.
Really inside.
Ew. Dude. I don't want to think about that anymore.
Who does?
Blech. So, blankets. Yeah. So she made
How much is that dog in the window? What do you mean solicitation?
Oh, Steve! Jesus!
What have we done?
I don't know.
You're not going to be the asshole on this one. It's going
to
be me.
It's your turn to completely degenerate into a pile of.
No, but I'm still fine.
Yeah.
Promise.
All right.
Hello.
See, look, stone sober. Let's talk about blankets.
Hi, Schnoz. How are you doing?
So,
I gotta turn that thing down again.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, she crocheted this blanket, and she also made me a beanie, because she's all sweet, and she wanted... I said I hate wearing hats and stuff on my head, so she made me this beanie that wouldn't cover my ears and stuff. So
all of this is to say you won.
Yahoo!
You won the pool. What did you guess? What were your guesses?
I guessed the class date of February the 15th, I think that was when she went. And I guessed male. And I think I guessed... I can't remember if I guessed yellow or black, but I know I said G, which certainly was not correct.
Yeah, I think there was the color, the class
color,
date, the gender,
the
breed.
And, yeah, the breed.
I think breed was one of them.
Yep,
And the letter of the name.
The name, yeah.
Was another one.
So
you done good enough to win yourself a prize
pack. I was pretty excited. I remember when she pulled that trick on me when she's like, before you read any emails or whatever, read this post. And I opened it and I'm thinking, oh no, she didn't make it or something. Something happened. And then I see, I'm going to class on February 15th. And my first response, pretty bad, was, yeah, I won the pool.
And actually, the whole reason we do audio is that. Because we did the thing
right.
to say goodbye to her. That
the
was the
very
first one.
First one was...
that was the very first one. Because we wanted an excuse to do it, but we have no initiative, everyone. We're very lazy people. But we did one, and now we've done other ones.
Yeah.
And now we're doing this one.
For sure.
So yeah, Karen won a thing.
Yeah.
She's going to stall for time because I'm going to make another drink, and then I'm going to come and I'm going to open this fucking box right here. You had something you wanted to talk about.
I did?
Yeah. You were talking about Twitter followers. And
Your
Bible-thumping one who unfollowed me a couple of months ago.
Yeah, I'm sure it won't take me too long to make... Jeez, Steve! I've been restraining myself from belching into the mic.
Whose website is it? And it's my microphone. I can belch into it if I want.
It's my mic, and I'll belch if I want to.
Yeah.
Anyway, right.
My mic, my computer. Yes.
So
our living room, though, so that could be a problem.
Yeah.
Well, next one we're recording in your bedroom, in the bedroom, and you can belch.
I don't belch.
Yes, you do. You'll be blarching and everything by the end of it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. So I have this weird follower. I don't know why she decided to follow me. Maybe she thinks she can save me.
She followed me too.
A few
months back.
She followed me, and she's following me. And I looked at her tweets. I'm never gonna follow her back. Yuck. They're just like, blessed, I am blessed because of the Lord, and everything is do the work of the Lord, and the Lord this, and the Lord that. And I'm
if you don't follow the Lord, thou art a piece of shit.
I'm quoting the Bible, and I love this one, which killed me. One of the tweets was, because, you know, worship the Lord and only he, for he is a jealous God. And then a few lines down, repent for your sins such as jealousy. Okay, so... He can be jealous all he wants, but goddamn it, I said goddamn it, I'm going to hell. Ah!
Well, you know that if God hits his hand with a hammer, he's like, me, damn it! Offspring Christ!
Sure beats Moish.
Write that down, it's better than Moish. May have to link to that joke on the blog.
Yes,
I think
you're,
I posted
you do.
That years ago.
You absolutely did. Yes.
But that's stupid.
Yeah, he's a jealous god.
God's a jealous, envious prick. By the way, don't be a jealous,
envious
prick.
Yeah, okay.
So, I had that same follower. She was the one, if any of you saw it, she was the one I yelled at.
Yes, I think you called her a coont, if I'm correct.
Among things, yes.
I think you called her a coont.
I like the word coont.
I like the word coont.
Coont! That's a great word. I don't know, I just like the sound of it.
I know.
I think cunt is kind of overused. It's lost something.
I like coont.
Coont. I like it.
Coont.
K-O-O-N-T, everybody. Because that way people can't say, you're saying the D word, I don't like the D word. Well, now it's the K word, you coont. There you go.
Yes. So, she's following me, and I'm trying to think of reasons to piss her off. I'm not really sure.
Oh, it won't be too hard. I didn't get followed for... Well, I got followed for longer than I thought.
I should tweet about being blind and see if she tells me that she can heal me.
Yeah, see if she gets at mentioned by
Gwen Ford.
Gwen Ford.
Yeah, Gwen.
Is the name of this woman.
Yes.
She followed both of us.
Yeah, I don't know why she took so long to find me, but apparently she did, and...
Well, the Ford works in mysterious ways.
Well, if you live in the brave new world, Ford is God, so...
That was a good one! Come on! That was great!
That's true.
I'll be here all week, everybody. Because I live here.
Yes.
Don't forget to tip your server, who would probably be me.
Your server? So that the machine that holds the blog?
That does not mean knock your computer over.
Yes, tip your server.
No, you fail, you dork.
I am a dork.
Oh my gosh, yes. Tip your server. Or should we say, what... Disrupt your data center.
Yes.
There's nothing jokey for try the veal.
No.
Though.
No, unfortunately.
And all the don't drink and drive jokes have pretty much been done.
Oh, tell the elephant joke.
Does that mean we have to talk about a thousand
ways
to die now?
I think we do.
What a fabulous television program
that is.
That is
awesome.
I'd heard about it for a long time. Like, I'd seen ads for it, and people had talked about it and said, oh, yeah, you gotta watch it, and it's funny, it's a good show, it's interesting, you know, whatever. It's kind of...
It's like our blog in TV form.
It is, it's like...
But it's like all about people who die stupidly.
Yeah, it's the blog on TV.
Yeah.
Like, I almost... To the point where I want royalties from these people. Because our blog was around before their TV show, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because unless they had the concept before 2003.
But it's great, because they show somebody dying for some stupid reason. Then they scientifically explain to you what is happening to him as he dies.
And then they make jokes.
And then they make big jokes.
But they're the
jokes.
Kind of jokes that we would make, because half of them I could call before the joke was finished.
Mm-hmm.
But what a great show that is. It's on Spike TV at various different times. I'd never seen it until last night. There was some sort of marathon on, and I just happened to flip by, and so we watched it for, like, what, 3 hours?
Yeah. I couldn't stop.
I know.
It was cool.
It was what a great show. A Thousand Ways to Die on Spike TV.
Does the baby need a bandaid for his broken neck, boo-boo? Awesome.
Yes, the guy, they change all the names. That's the one thing we don't do. We just go by news reports because it's all public record, so fuck it.
Yeah.
But I can see why they might want to.
Yes.
Change names. They probably don't have to, but they should.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it was, yes, Marlin, the guy who wanted to, who always wanted to be treated like a baby, so he had a man-sized crib,
mm-hmm.
and his wife was his mummy.
Mm-hmm.
And
she put him in the crib when he didn't...
Her nipples needed a rest, because he was a breastfeeder, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And so, he threw a tantrum, and he had a crib accident.
Yes.
He fucked up his spine, broke his neck, and died.
And died.
And they said,
and after the crib fell on him, they said, "Aw, baby has an owie. Does he need a bandaid for his broken neck, boo-boo?"
But I think my favorite was he became the victim of SIDS. Sudden infantile dumbass syndrome.
Awesome.
But they had this one on here, on one of the episodes about an adult clown who's like a clown for bachelorette parties and whatever. The male clown, he'll do, you know, strip acts, and he's basically a porn clown.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And I don't know why I could not stop laughing at this, but they were doing the reenactment with the adult clown. And, well, the way he died was he was deep-throating balloons.
Yeah.
And he ended up deep-throating a foot and a half of balloons. And they kind of reached the end of his esophagus and hit some stomach acid and...
Yeah, and then shot shrapnel into his
balloon shrapnel into larynx. The old larynx, and
suddenly he had no airway.
And all these women thought it was hilarious. Hey, we're not done. Do it again. Do it again. And he's there like, gonna die.
Yeah,
and did.
Yeah.
But when they're explaining the adult clown, they had the guy playing the adult clown was telling jokes, and I almost missed the end of the segment. Because I was laughing so hard, and I don't even know why it was so funny. Did you hear about the elephant that had an orgasm?
No.
Yeah, it was all over town. Still funny. Love that joke.
Yes.
I'd never heard that before. Because most of the time, people want to tell me a joke, and I've heard it. And, like, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, you know, whatever.
This is the greatest joke
whatever
ever.
Joke about, like, the newest disaster. It's like, I've usually already heard it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why, but I'm like the joke guy. Just been that way ever since I was a little kid, but I'd never heard that joke. And it's instantly, I think, going to become one of my party favorites to tell people. what a great joke that is.
It's awesome.
I don't know why. It's just great.
You're expecting there to be more, and it just comes to an end. Pardon.
And then through the thing, every now I would just think to myself, all over town, and just, again, like I would just start laughing. So, no, but yeah, A Thousand Ways to Die is a great show.
An awesome show.
But anyway, since this is the blanket part of the epic, let me take a drink-a-roo, and then
I'm
we'll
gonna
get to
let you
open
crack
this
into
box.
It, because you're a lot more efficient at opening the box than I usually am.
You know, when it comes to opening boxes, I'm your man. Okay.
Right.
Let's see, we've got this box here. It's a good-sized box. See, look at that. We're putting it up on the table here. It's kind of blocking the mic, but... This box, everybody. Big box of blankets and beanie from Roe.
Ooh, that's gonna hurt the ears.
Yeah, well, then they couldn't have put tape on it like that. Get this packaging stuff off here. Address labels and such, we don't need that anymore.
Nope.
If you want, you can probably throw that out.
Yeah.
Remember to get off to the left.
Yes, I am. Tricks, you don't need to sniff the dress labels.
All right, we got lots of tape on here. We're doing basically an unboxing like they do for tech.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm the Amish technologist. I'm unboxing something, but it's a blanket.
It's a blanket.
It's like, well, look at this, Ezekiel. It's my new bee pod. You know, I can curl up in it as if I am a pea, and it is my protective shell. Oh, Jebediah, but that is a new, sleek, stylish peepaw. Okay, am I going to need kniffies or scissors? I don't know. Hang on. Some of this is actually coming off pretty easy. Oops. It was, until I just fucked up my starting point. I'm going to go grab a knife, or can you grab me one? Because you're standing up. Just, it can be one of the smaller ones. Just
from the drawer?
Yeah, from the knife block.
Oh, the knife block. Okay.
Yeah. Because those are the better ones. I don't mind them. They're just not as sharp as they used to be because they're old. And I don't need the big, giant bread saw.
No, we're not going to pull it at Dad and, like, leave a giant bread saw on the counter.
Yeah. I love Karen's dad, but he could have cut my fucking arm off yesterday. We had, like, pizza and garlic bread the other night, and he... Oh, you know what? I don't need a knife anymore. It's, like, up on the thing. Did you see it?
No.
Oh. Well, I don't need one anymore anyway. We've pretty much got this open, but I have destroyed this box in the process.
Poor box.
Ooh,
box.
Ow!
What'd you...
Oh, my God. Don't ever do that, everybody.
What'd you do?
Oh, I'm going to cry. Oh, my God.
What'd you do? Are you
that hurt.
No,
it
is. Stop.
No. No. This is a... Oh, anyone who's ever seen a picture of me or knows me in person is not going to want to hear this. I've got no shirt on right now, everybody. Yeah, kind of. Yeah, sort of. We've got flailing tape here because I'm ripping this off and there's some parts that were dangly. And I leaned in to rip another part of the box open and one of those little dangly pieces of tape got stuck right to the hair around my nipples. I'm not one of those hairy-chested monkey testosterone fuckers, but I that hurt. Oh, I've got tears in my wee eyes. Oh, I'm sweating like a bastard now. Oh, I need to take a sip of this here. No, hold on, we're almost there.
I can take over if you want.
Oh, no.
All right.
I will win.
Right?
Because we've pretty much got this open now.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to take this down here. I'm going to... All right.
There's two bags in there.
Yeah. You're going to do the bag part.
All right.
I've got this open.
Whoa.
Set it down on the floor.
Okay.
All right.
The
thing is open.
Ooh.
Should I... I'm going to take the mic, I think, out of the stand.
Yeah.
So we can hear you.
Doing
this.
There's a... Whoops. Ooh, I just got a glimpse of the blanket. It looks freaking amazing.
Oh, it's an Afghan.
Yeah.
Don't let any Americans hear it, because they'll bomb it to death.
Oh, it's an Afghan. I'm going to hell.
Sorry, Americans. You were too busy doing your accent joke to hear mine.
I heard you.
Okay, that's good. Ooh. Oh, wow. That's soft.
Oh,
I cannot wait to steal that. I like your laundry soap, by the way.
Nice.
That's nice.
Cool.
Can you see any of the colors?
I'm going to take a guess. I see some blue.
Oh, I see your hat.
Woo!
But we're going to... No, I know. I was just looking in the box, but we'll get to that.
I see some blue. I need more light.
What would help?
Let me turn on the lamp over here.
Yeah, okay. Turn on Nicole Lampa. Oh yeah, like they don't now.
Yeah.
That was Karen turning on the lamp, everybody.
It doesn't look as blue anymore. Isn't there some gray?
This is Karen's eyesight.
Yeah. This is what Steve was talking about. It's blue. No, it's green. No, it's black. No, it's red.
Yes.
What
kind of colors do you see? We're gonna try color identifying this in a moment.
Yes, this could be fun. I definitely do see some blue over here.
Okay.
Green.
I'm the roving reporter on an extension cord right now. we've taken the mic out of the stand and
awesome.
We're walking over here. I like that blanket.
I think I see another splooch of different yarn because it feels different.
A splooch.
Splooch, yeah.
Well, what did she call it? A scrump.
A scrump. Yeah.
Yeah. There's definitely different textures.
Pink.
But if you look at it facing the other way,
yeah,
there'll be some green.
It'll be black or gray. I don't know.
Yes, but we...
This is pretty darn cool.
I like... Oh, man.
This is going to be awesome.
Oh, man. Karen's blanket. I'd hump it.
Rose going, ew. I'm getting horrible visions.
And if you don't listen, if you don't get that joke, listen to part one.
Yeah.
Because that was in part, or was that in part two?
No, it was in part
two. Where were we humping? Stephen Harper. Yeah, no, I know that, but I couldn't remember what part it was in.
Might be in part two, actually.
Oh, fuck, I don't even remember.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, it is in this part.
Oh,
okay,
God.
If you don't get that joke, rewind everybody.
Rewind, everybody.
And no, seriously, I could probably still pass a sobriety test right now.
I can't pass some of them sobriety tests when I'm sober. Stand on one foot and count to 30, I'm falling down. It's like,
well, as soon as they get to stand on one foot, I'm kind of screwed because I used to like to, like, when I do all that, you know, one foot stuff, I was always better off my right foot, but my right ankle is the real fucked up one now.
Right.
So, yeah, I really have trouble with that, you know, do all this hopping on one foot bullshit. Nah, can't do that.
Well, let's see if the KNFB gives us any more...
All right, yes. Karen's going to... where are we going to lay the blanket out? Because I don't have much more moving room. So...
Well, we could lay it on the floor.
Do you want a carpeted floor or...
Yeah, that's true, maybe.
Yeah, because with the holes, that might... Yes. It might pick up some of our multicolored carpet. So let's put it on the non-carpeted floor. And I'll move back here. And the dog is trying to lay on the blanket.
The dog thinks it's her new bed.
I wonder if she smells Jaden on it.
Oh, frick, dog. She's on the blanket.
This is hilarious, yes. Trixie is trying to lay...
Not yours. Can't have. Not yours. Wiggles.
That's
no!
Right.
No! Get off the blanket, you sniffle puss. Come on.
Sniffle puss. I like it.
Come here. I know. It doesn't make any sense. No.
You know what, Trix? Later we'll let you lay on it.
Sit there. Yeah. Good girl.
Is it laid out as...
Laid out.
Oh, no, you got some wrinkles over here. I'll
okay, well,
fix
those. I was chasing a dog off it.
No, I understand. I was just fixing it on my side here.
She said, please, can I have it? This is too funny.
All right, Karen, what I'm going to do is... you probably want to explain a bit about the KNFB, right?
Yeah, I know I mentioned it in a previous...
you know, there's probably people listening who don't know.
In a previous train wreck cast, and I mentioned a couple of them. But I wanted the KNFB reader for a
while. Hold on, I'm going to hand the mic to you.
Okay.
And you can explain this. Just don't put it too close to your face. If you have it, yeah, hold it like this.
All right.
And yeah, if you put it right there,
all right,
it should be okay.
Well, I wanted the KNFB for a while because it's because it's really handy because you can point it at print and take a picture with your cell phone, and it'll try its best to convert it into print. Sometimes it does better than others, but it's pretty cool because one day Steve and I, we got our rent done, and then I mixed up our checkbooks, and I was like, which the hell checkbook is it? And I could just take a picture, and it told me right away, and that means if I'm out somewhere and somebody hands me a piece of print and says, we didn't have any chance to email it, or here's a print copy, I can actually maybe have a shot at, what is your problem, cell phone?
Make sure you get the actual starting of the reader on the mic.
Oh, yes.
I'll do that when it's actually time to start it. You can hand it back to me.
I actually get a shot at taking a picture of the print. And also when people stick notes to the wall of the apartment about, like, things...
Are you trying to need some box tape?
Oh, dude.
Because I just found a piece on the blanket and it had slobber on it. No, I didn't need it.
No? You spaz. Maybe she licked it when she was fooshing about on the blanket.
Yeah, probably.
You know, notes stuck to the wall, that kind of stuff. It's cool. It's kind of like I always call it eyeballs in a box. In fact, I called it eyeballs in a box so much that somebody thought that was its actual name. Whoops. But I finally got a sweet deal on a KNFB reader, so I now have one. And one of the side functions that it has is
Thank you, Blind Bargains Classified.
Yes, sir. Trixie, all for Pete's sake.
Is she on it again?
Yes. Come here. Come here, you
well,
rat.
Well, she can lay on it for now.
I'm going to have a hard time shooing her off when it's time to... She's frickin' camping out on this blanket.
Bro, this blanket is a win.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now she wants to lick the mic. Hello.
No, she already did that while I was testing.
Oh, well, she did it again.
So... Ooh. Yeah, no, it was...
Oh,
it was
now you are frickin'... Giga. Don't move. Don't move.
Who, her or me?
Her.
Oh, is she stuck in the blanket?
No, she was stuck in the mic cord for a second.
Oh.
Am I going to have to check to make sure we're still connected?
I don't think I did that much jostling, but if you want, you can.
No, we're probably okay. I'm going to get rid of this box.
Do that.
Well, I'm going to move it to the spare bedroom.
But, yeah, with our other boxes. Ooh, maybe we can talk about that, too.
Yes, it'd be good.
But, one of the side features of the KNFB reader is you can identify colors with it, which is pretty cool. It can be kind of chancy, but we thought we would play a game and see if it could pick up all the different colors on the blanket. So we're about to find out as soon as Steve comes back. Here he is.
I'm coming back.
He's sauntering over.
Whoa!
And tripping over a dog.
And a blanket.
And a blanket.
I forgot where it started.
Fuck, girl.
Hi, blind people. How are you? So, all right. So Karen is going to start the KNFB reader in a moment. Hold on. Just let me do one thing.
I'm sure we're good.
No, I'm sure we're good, and we are. Yeah, we look good on that front. Yeah, it looks like we're good. All right. Yeah, I like this blanket, and as I've said repeatedly to Ro and Karen and anyone who will listen, I'm stealing this blanket. We have some more nice blankets now. We have a few new ones to kind of replace the old shitty ones that we have. But I'm gonna keep the old shitty ones just for purposes of people coming over and staying here.
Sure.
So I'm just gonna grab my drink and have it in one hand and Mike in the other because I'm a professional. You see, and what I could do is I could put the mic in the stand and put it on the table here.
This table over here.
Yeah, I could probably. I think I could. Yeah, I can actually. Just looking at this, I think that might be doable. But no, I'm just going to hold this for now.
All right.
Karen is going to start the reader. I'm going to put the mic down.
To start the reader. Come on. Oh, come on. Don't be slow. There you go. Where's your drink? Or where's the mic?
The mic's right here.
Come on. Open. Don't be dumb. Come on. Oh, thank you. Go. Stupid thing.
The KNFB reader mobile is starting.
You may want to turn the volume on the reader up for this.
Yes, this is true.
So we make sure we can get everything on the microphone.
No, I'm not going to do that quickly because I haven't done this in a while.
Well, it doesn't matter. We have time.
I said.
Camera flash auto. Flash set to always on. Flash set to off.
No.
Flash set to auto. Feedback. Reading format. Automatic file save. Automatic exit.
I'm so sorry.
Text language.
That's all right.
Mic. Message voice. Classic.
We'll take this moment to remind you that the podcast you're listening to is brought to you by alcohol and lunatics.
Folio, 80%.
I think that's pretty good, eh?
Give me that again.
Folio, 90%.
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
I like that because this mic is kind of finicky sometimes, so. Just want to make sure we get everything.
I think that's it. All right.
All right, I'm going to stand back off of this blank. Actually, where are you going to shoot first?
I'll shoot at this end.
Okay, yeah, shoot at that end, and I'm actually, I apologize, Ro, my feet are clean. I'm standing on your blanket right now.
Come on, give me a...
Image capture.
Karen is taking a picture.
No, at first I'm trying to...
Thank
you.
We're going to recognize the color of this.
Come on. Don't be dumb.
Make sure the camera
doesn't
switch
over.
You can do this to me,
huh? Well, she's having some technical problems here, which, of course, because we're recording.
Live.
So, yeah. But, yeah, the one of the cool things about not only can it do the print, but it can do the color identifying, which is cool because you don't have to buy a separate gadget. Oh, more technical trouble. But, yeah, and the new version is very cool because if you're not taking your picture straight on, you'll get beeps as if you're going to flatline a heart monitor or something.
Yeah, and, it sounds like when it's...
Okay, let's do straight up and then we'll tilt it.
Well, straight up is, like, flat is no sound, but if I make it straight up...
Sounds like somebody's, like, spinning the big wheel on Price is Right, only a couple tones higher.
Yeah, and so...
Yeah, do that again. Come on, dollar! It is. It's like the big wheel on Price is Right.
I'm doing that on purpose.
I know. That was fabulous. Okay. So,
no, I don't know why I'm getting in trouble today.
But one of the features we've got here is a color identifier. Like, not only can it read your bills, it can read restaurant menus, it can read signs, which is great for this building. Is your switch open?
It is open because I did it just before I opened this.
Do you need to restart the reader?
Yeah.
Maybe restart the phone? We can kill some more time here. Yeah. You know, this really goes to show it really doesn't matter if the technology is free, if it costs $100, $50, $1,000. Things go wrong. Like, I talked about this in another blog entry at some point. Like, all the progress we've made with things, we're just kind of trading in one set of problems for another. Because before it was like, you know, if the binders and reports get, you know, burned up or lost or spilled water on, they're gone. You can't get them back. And now it's, well, the computer's down.
So, the hard drive corrupted.
Yeah, the hard drive corrupted. All the files are gone. It's easier now to make backups. Things are a lot quicker and more efficient, but they're only as efficient as you make them. And there's still ways for things to fail. You know, I think I wrote about that, back in, like,
2005? 2005, when my computer digested a whole bunch of...
Yeah, it ate about 18 hours of my email.
Yeah.
Karen's old shitty computer, and there was... And as it happened, as it always happens in situations like this, that batch of email had a lot of very important things in it. And, yeah. Like, you know, a million times that probably could have happened, and it just would have been, like, you know, the odd bit of jokes and hate mail or whatever. But there were a lot of important things in that batch of mail, as I came to find out while putting my life back together and not knowing about appointments, and I forget what the hell else, but... It was bad. There was a lot of stuff. Just from like a 3-second incident where I downloaded some mail and Karen's computer, because it was made of faulty parts and fail, just went... And it spun down, and I lost 12 hours worth of email. No way to get it back.
Yeah.
And in that email were appointment notices, stuff people wanted me to do... The KNFB Reader Mobile is starting. But yeah, radio show stuff from back when I was still doing that. Oh, we're going to recognize a color.
Please work. I'm going to cry if you fail me.
The hell's wrong with your camera? Do you have to do that video thing?
No, I already did that before we even started this.
Okay. We apologize, everybody.
This is becoming a fail.
Nah, but it's still a more interesting podcast than the August one.
Yeah.
Even though that one was outside, and parts of it were really funny. Like, you can't cross here!
Yes.
And aggro.
Yes, aggro. I'm still laughing.
Yeah.
At that.
But no, this happens with all technology. It's all good. It's usually not this frustrating,
no.
And I would highly recommend that anyone who can buy this.
Please don't fail me. Okay, maybe I'm going to set it to...
Auto flash?
It's already in auto.
Oh, do you want to turn off that lamp?
Doesn't matter.
Are you gonna? What are you going to set to...
To on, not auto.
Flash to on? Okay. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to turn that lamp off for sure. Turn off the...
What is your problem? I can see it flashing. That's the thing.
That's very strange.
Well, fuck it. We're not going to get a KNFB to recognize color because I don't know what the problem is. You're not going to fix it.
No, that's just weird.
I've done that.
No, I know you have. What's wrong with you, phone? Be nice to Karen. Karen deserves somebody being nice to her. She's had enough problems. I will throw you.
Don't throw the phone.
I didn't say now. I said if it wanted to continue on this path that it was on. How do you take a picture again?
I think we're in image. So do 7 for recognizing color.
7? Do you have a dot on your 5?
Yes.
There's
only 4 rows of
I see.
Recognizing color.
I can see it flashing.
Weird.
But won't do it.
Picture canceled. Make sure the camera cover switch is open and try taking another picture.
Why would you fail me like this? What'd you do?
I don't know, it just stopped.
Well, if you closed it and reopened it, you triggered the video mode
problem. How do I turn that off?
I don't know where you are anymore.
I'm in Roger. All I see is 7s. How do I give it back to you? What do I hit?
Hit key 1 and then, yeah.
Key 1 is the little one?
Yeah, the little one beside you. I'll hit again because it's going on the screen, so I don't know. Oh, what did you do?
I didn't do anything!
I said no. I don't know what you just did.
I don't know what I did either.
Hit no. Hit back, yeah.
Yeah, I just did.
There we go. Now, well, key 1 should bring it back into focus.
Dialed numbers?
No, you hit send.
I did?
Yeah. Hit key 2. The other horizontal key.
That's what I hit.
You couldn't have. Because the one right...
Yeah, I just hit it again. I just went back. Okay. I have no idea what I just did. There you go. Reader.
If you started again, I should have just reopened it.
I don't know. But I think, yeah, we're open, so... Oh, you were taking a picture of the floor almost there.
I wasn't. I didn't even open it.
Image capture. Recognizing color.
Do you have to have it right against the thing?
No.
Okay.
Picture canceled. Make sure the camera goes.
I have no idea what's wrong with this thing.
I don't know what's wrong with this thing. It was just working.
Oh, fail.
I don't even want to put this up anymore.
Oh, we can. Because we had some fun in it. But. That's too bad. I wonder what's wrong with that.
I don't even know how to fix it.
I wonder if it would scan text.
I don't want to get into playing with it right
now. I don't know. Well, that's too bad. It's a bit of a downer. What a blanket fail.
Not a blanket fail.
No, but a blanket coloring, capturing failed. We can still put it up because we unboxed the blanket and we had nice things to say and bad things to say about your nice religious follower. This still was a fun part because we had 1,000 ways to die, but that's very disappointing. I wonder if it could capture it. Let's go get the beanie.
Alright.
We'll play with the beanie. See if we have any more luck. Maybe we can capture over at the table here. Well, I don't know. But that's very disappointing. I don't know what happened there. Of course the big piece of technology would fail us exactly when we need it not to fail. It's,
Where's the mic?
I'm putting the mic back in the stand right now. I've been holding it the whole time, so...
Yeah, I know, but...
No,
I can't get into the...
No, I'm just going to fling it over your head here.
All right.
This cord here. There you go. You're good. You can sit down. Well, we're sorry about that.
I don't know.
Don't know what happened there, because, yeah, it worked the last time we used it.
Which was, like, 2 days ago.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, I had no idea what happened. That kind of sucks. That puts a damper on things a little bit, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
But at least we had fun in this part. It's not a complete loss. Oh, and the dog likes the blanket again.
Oh, for Pete's sake!
Do you want to go into the thing and get the beanie?
Sure, where is it?
It's in the box.
Where's the box? I don't even know where you put the box.
Or did you take it out of the box?
No.
You took
the box to the spare room.
Oh, yeah, and you never took the beanie out of the box, so I will go get it.
Now you have to go get it.
I will go get the beanie. I thought you had taken it out of the box.
No. I only took the blanket out. So, I don't know what the hell its problem is. I'm going to just... Fuck, I don't know. Because, yeah, I seriously just scanned something the other day. What in the world? What in the worldy world?
Doing a great job.
Yeah. Thanks for the vote of confidence.
No, I know. I've had days like that, don't worry.
All right.
Let's see. First of all, let's see.
Woo!
Oh, I don't have it. It fits perfectly on Karen's head.
That's impressive, dude. Holy crap!
I don't know if there's like a backwards or a forwards.
She put some strings. I'm trying to find where to show inside or outside, but I don't
see. Well, no, I think it's going the right way.
What? It fits?
No, it's definitely going the right way.
Holy crap. That's awesome.
Because if the strings are to show inside,
yeah.
Then I see strings inside.
All right!
But, yeah, we'll put it on Karen's head.
That is so awesome!
That's perfect, because it's, like, right above
her
right
ears. Right above my ears! That is super cool!
It fits pretty much perfectly.
That is awesome!
All you need, Karen, is a pom-pom.
Yeah! Woo!
That would be fabulous.
Sweet!
So...
awesome!
Should we try taking its picture?
Sure, we can try.
We can try taking its color.
No, I didn't ask to take a picture, you bum.
Let's see if it'll actually take a picture.
No, it's not. Okay. It's already failing.
Oh, okay. No idea what's wrong with this thing.
Exit. Yes.
Man, we apologize, but at least you know that we love the blanket.
Yes.
And that the beanie fits perfectly on
that is like
Karen's
amazing because my head is weird shaped.
It
so.
Is. Like there's yeah, it fits basically I think like one of these should. It's above her ear line. It's very consistent.
Yep.
Like I think yeah.
Oh,
it's like
that
perfect.
Would be, like cozy and warm and awesome and woo.
Yeah, I could totally see you wearing that too.
I would wear it. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it comes it's like perfect on the line. It's right above her ears. It goes like her,
I could probably even just get the tops of my ears in there too.
Yeah, you probably could.
But
so you'd be okay.
The
yeah,
sound
it wouldn't obscure. It would be. It wouldn't be like a blind guy blindfold.
It's exactly what
yeah.
you hoped for.
No,
it's
that
what
thing
you
is
for.
Great.
Yeah.
So at least we have established that. Even if we can't, we may have to do like a separate cast at some point
to try the
actually do the color identifying game because I know Ro wanted us
I
to
know,
do that,
really,
and we really want to do that too.
Yeah.
But we've had a. An unexpected technology fail.
Yes.
I was going to say that's what happens in live radio because I'm used to saying that because things used to fuck up all the time at the station I worked at.
I'm going to play the CD now. No, I'm
no,
not.
I'm not. All right, now it's time for the news. Click, 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 click. Uh-oh. Mm. Oh. Well, the satellite apparently blew off the roof. We don't know what happened. No, that actually did happen. It blew down.
Crazy.
the one that was actually linking us to the news network. But no, things used to screw up all the time, and I would just say something. Well, these things happen in live radio, but this isn't live radio. This is taped, and we could easily go back and do it again. But you know what? We're going to treat it like live radio. This is live to tape, and there's not going to be any editing. So if we can get the color game to work, we get it to work. But if not, Ro, we promise we will get this thing working, and we will do the color identifying game. At some point, that's because some... we do want to do that for you, and we want to do it for us too. And
I know.
The KNFB Reader Mobile is starting.
Fail me anymore.
Oh, we've got some image capture.
Well, it's the same thing last time.
I know. Well, let's see.
No.
Ah. Oh.
It is open, bastard.
Yes, it's definitely open. Try wiping it on your shirt.
I'm going to.
See if that helps. It's, yeah. No, we greatly apologize, but this part's going up anyways just to show that we too, as are many of the people we write about, sometimes made a fail. This is going up anyways because people have been waiting for this. They've been beating down our door asking for this cast. Will it take an actual key?
No, I already finished that.
Okay.
I told you that it
was. No, I know, but I just didn't know if it would do it this time. Fail.
Well, what's really weird about this... Oh, now it's failing. It's proving me wrong. Okay, because a minute ago it wasn't doing the tilt thing while I was rubbing it on my shirt. Vertical.
Oh, weird.
And I'm like, that's odd.
Yeah, that is odd.
I can see it flashing. That's the
yeah, like it's trying to take the... There's no other weird setting or
no,
anything.
No, there isn't.
Eh? Like, they're all good. Try setting the flash to off.
It's dark as anything in here. We
no,
need
no.
a flash.
I just wanted to see what it would do.
It's not going to help.
Okay.
Tilt
Reformat. Books, articles, and this language. Document major. Single. Translation. Off. Camera flash. Always on.
Why am I not seeing?
Color stuff?
No, that's not what I was getting at all. The volume and speed and all that stuff that I was seeing
before. Oh, that is weird.
Okay, we're done playing with this for
now. Yeah, we've got problems here. Houston and world, we have a problem. Sorry we couldn't do that. But we do have our blanket. I believe Trix is camped out on it right now.
Right.
So, well, you know, there was that. There was lots of fun in this cast.
Hey, Trix, can I... Oh, no, she's not camped out on it.
Oh,
hey!
No?
Yep.
Where'd she go?
I think she's on her bed, but...
Wow.
Oh, there she is.
Yeah, she's right there. I think she was near it.
I picked it up without any kind of incident.
Yeah, I was wrong. She was not on it, but she was close to it. I think she was standing guard over it.
Yes, yes. No one was going to get at that blanket.
No, not at all. But, no, we apologize for that, but we're still going to upload this anyway. It'll be part two, blanket fail.
And, yeah. And if we get the color thing to work, we'll do it.
Yeah, then we'll do a part three or a separate part, depending on how quickly we get it to work.
I don't know.
That's strange, because it's never failed like that before.
No.
We ran it through a bunch of tests. Color identified fudge, for God's sake, and it did that.
I know! How can you possibly...
We did everything. It's never failed at all. And now, of course, when we need it to come through, it fails. But I'd still hump it.
Yes.
So,
anyways, hey, an FB reader. Humpable.
Yes. So is there anything else we need to talk about for now?
I don't think so.
No, are we done here?
I think so.
Anyways, yay! Thanks for listening. We did the cast. We're sorry that the blanket thing didn't go quite as planned, but I bet you there will be a separate cast going up very soon that will have blanket identifying things in it. I'm sure of it. I bet you as soon as we shut this fucking thing off, it's gonna start working. No, but I mean, you know, relatively speaking, because we spent like what 10-15 minutes playing with this thing.
Yeah,
it's probably just gonna work.
No, but
I mean, that would be my luck. The same as I put the furniture back outside. Hey, look, it snowed.
Yeah,
which it didn't do. So hopefully, I don't want to be wrong about the reader not working, but maybe I'll be on a better luck streak. That means I don't know. But anyways, I think we're about done.
Yeah.
I'm going to go shut this off. We'll get the post written up, and we'll upload this such as it is, and hopefully we'll be able to do a color ID game very soon.
I hope so.
So I'm Steve saying goodbye. I'm going to keep drinking. Have no fear. Mm-hmm. So if we do another cast, it's going to be great. Going to see Colin James tomorrow. That's going to be fun.
That's going
to
be
glad fun. We just managed to get tickets for that by the sounds of it. So looking forward to that.
But the River Run Center is still plugging it, so there must still be seats available.
Well, there are seats, but we were in one of the last available rows.
In the main section.
Right, but they hadn't opened the...
There were other sections, though, than the main one.
Okay.
Not the balcony, but there were
other. Okay, because, I was going to say they hadn't opened the upper deck, so... Like, I was actually kind of surprised that Colin James wasn't sold out by this point.
Mm-hmm,
but,
me too.
But yeah, anyways, we're going to try for the color cast, but we hope you enjoyed the cozy cast. and we'll be back, hopefully, very soon to play the Rogue Blanket Color ID KNFB game.
Woohoo!
I'm Steve saying goodbye. I'm going to walk over here and turn this off. Karen, you're the last person to say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.